Now, will you notice? God says the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Now, the ox knows his owner, and the ass, this little long-eared donkey, he knows his master's crib. Now, these two animals, friends, do not have a reputation of being very intelligent. In fact, their IQ is not very high. And you just don't find many of them around the ox. Well, you hear somebody say today the expression, he or she's dumb as an ox. Well, an ox must not be very smart. And then that little long-eared animal, you know, he has no reputation for being an intelligent creature. And you never saw one of them with a PhD degree, I guess. Well, I'll have to back up. I have met a few that have a PhD degree, by the way. But this little animal doesn't have very much of a reputation. But do you know that this little animal's got sense enough to know who feeds him? The ox knows his owner. He knows who feeds him. And the little donkey knows his master's crib. When I was pastor in Texas, there was a vacant lot across from the church, and there was a very poor man. Never saw a man have as many patches on his overalls as he did. He'd bring a little donkey, a little burro, and he'd tether it in that vacant lot to eat the grass. And all the boys and girls, for that matter, in the neighborhood would go over and ride the little animal, including the preacher, by the way. I'd go over there and get on his back. He paid no attention to any of us. But late in the afternoon, when the owner came for him, that old man come tottering along. That little donkey'd prick up those long ears, and my, he knew his owner. He knew who's going to feed him that night. But you know there are a lot of people today, they don't know God feeds them. They do not recognize him at all. It's like the story that I've told you about the little boy that was going next door for his first trip away from home on his own, and he just couldn't wait to get over there. His mother had to hold him back, but at 5 o'clock she dressed him, and he made a break for it. He went over there, and everything was new. And they sat down at the table, and these people where he visited, they were not Christians. But his home was a Christian home. He was accustomed to bowing his head, and somebody had returned thanks. So he just bowed his head as a matter of habit. But he noticed things were being passed, and he didn't want to miss a thing. So he opened up his eyes and looked, and he didn't have any inhibition. So finally he says, "Don't you thank God here for your food?" And they were a little embarrassed, and they said, "No, we don't." He thought a minute. He said, "You're just like my dog. You just start in." There are a lot of people like that today. Oh, there are multitudes of people just living like an animal. And my friend, God said that of his people. He says, you know, the ox knows his owner. The ass his master's crib. But my people, they do not know. And today we hear about man has descended from an animal, my friend, who said he has. He acts like one today. In fact, animals are smarter. Maybe instead of we descended from an animal, maybe an animal descended from us and has evolved into something better than we are. Oh, my friend, man today drops pretty low. I think this was quite a sharp thing that the Lord said as he opens up court. He's called the whole world in. And he says now, this is my general charge.